me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
I see so many people complaining about getting car sick in a Tesla more than any other vehicle. And the reason why is because Teslas have regenerative braking, but the driver is not driving correctly. So normally, when you're driving a vehicle, you press this lever to go fast, and if you need to stop, with normal vehicles, you immediately take your foot off and press the brake. So when you're operating a Tesla, you need to treat this pedal as like a trigger for a video game controller. So like, this is max speed, and if you want to slow down a little bit, you just take your foot off a little bit. You know, more and more and more and more. You have to think of it like that. Like, it has a range from 0 to 100%. Think in your mind, like, little, 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 little. That's how you slow down. It's never like that unless you want to slow down very quick. In an emergency, sure, do this and then this, but rarely you do that. Regen braking on a Tesla is one of its best features. To me, it's so easy and simple to slow down by just taking your foot off the accelerator a little bit. Going from the accelerator to the brake every single time to slow down just feels so antiquated if I go back to a gas-powered vehicle. Not to mention, it feels unsafe. Like, it feels like it's way slower to do that. Whereas taking your foot off the accelerator, instant response, you're instantly slowing down. People just need to know how to do it correctly. Remember, it's a percentage. It's like a throttle. Think of it like a trigger to a video game controller. Once you get that figured out, then your passengers will not get car sick.